Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
A heart that filled with faith, speak peace, and confident in God. That's all we're going to know. Point number two, faith speak God's promises. So we only speak what God says. You know why Jesus get all the answers when he was here and the disciple didn't get it? Jesus says, I only do the things that I see my Father do. I only say the things my Father says. We got to practice that. Do the things that Jesus do. Say the things that Jesus said. And we get the result. We surely will get the result. Faith speak God's promises. Faith believe God's word and speak it. Faith believe God's word and speak it. Instead of speaking defeat, declare what God has said. If you notice, when Pastor Diana come up here on Sunday morning, he says, come on, Living Word, let's make our declaration. You know, she goes to every scripture. You heard it. What you're declaring is not some hocus pocus. According to Isaiah, according to Jeremiah, that's what we said. That's what we believe. Because we believe that that word works. She said, not my word going to work, but his word that you are repeating. I'm confessing the word of God and believing that the word of God will work. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Faith speak God's promises. Faith does not speak defeat. Faith does not declare hostility. Faith declares love and hope in God. Number three, our words have power to build or destroy. Our words has power to build or destroy. The word is powerful. You know that little saying, sticks and stone will break my bone. I tell you, word is even more powerful than the sticks and stone. Trust me. The words that utter out of the mouth of people, man, is even more. It better you than just throw a stone. Words are powerful. They hurt. They destroy. Words have torn up a lot of people's life. Destroy a lot of people. Somebody slander you. Somebody go on the internet and put some garbage up there about you. It hurts. And you know it's not true. By the time you clear it, the damage is done. Damage is done. Words hurts. It has power. Words can build somebody up. And words can tear that person down. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, that back this up. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Let's look there. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat the fruit. That's a part of that. Think about it. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And those who love it, going to eat the fruit. Because it's going to produce fruit. Going to eat it. If you speak good words, you're going to eat good words. Speak bad words, you eat bad words. So you got to make a declaration this morning that I declare I will speak the word of God over my life. Speak life into your family. Speak encouragement to others this week. Speak God's promises over your future this week. Just make a switch this week and start to speak life to your family rather than tear them down. Don't tear them down. Build them up. Speak encouragement to others that you come across. Speak God's word. Speak God's promises over your future. My future is bright. Why? It's in God. My future is great. Why? It's in God. Number four, Jesus is our example. Jesus constantly speaks word of faith. Look at his life. He's our example. How did Jesus speak? Word of faith. He spoke peace to the storm. You remember that storm? It's raging war. And Jesus speaks word of peace. He says, peace be still. Sometimes when the storm comes in our life, instead of go get the gun, and in Jamaica we get the machete, why don't you? We got some peace here. Yeah, it's true. Let us speak some peace, right? Jesus says peace to that storm. Look at how he speaks. Jesus spoke healing to the sick. He didn't go pity the sick. He speak healing there. Be made whole. Sometimes somebody's sick and instead of he says, man, in the name of Jesus, be made whole. We dare to, oh, I'm so bad. I feel so bad for you. That's not helping a person. We feel so bad. That doesn't help a person. That just make it worse. Better we say, man, in the name of Jesus, be healed. I'm believing with you. You shall rise again. Jesus speak healing to the sick. Watch this. Jesus speak life where there seems to be no hope. Where there seems to be no hope, Jesus speak life into the situation. You need. Let us live in word. We had a great church here. Great teaching we get here every Sunday. Let's leave church now and let's do something. Replace fear with faith. Where there is fear in your life, say, I'm replacing it with faith. That's number one. You're going to live here now, replacing the fear with faith. Replace complaint with thanksgiving. If you were complaining before you come this morning, you're going to live with what? Thanksgiving. No more complaining this week. Number three, speak God's word daily over your life, over living word, and over your family this week. You promise me that? You promise me you're going to do those things? Replace fear with faith. Replace complaint with thanksgiving. Speak God's word daily over your life. Speak God's word daily over living word. Speak God's word daily over your family. In conclusion, faith is not only something that we believe, it is something we speak. Faith is not only something that we believe, it is something we speak. When our words agree with God's word, they strengthen our faith and encourage us and we see results. That's it right there. When our words agree with what God's word says, we have the courage, and it strengthens us. How we know that? So who is God? He's the Word. In John chapter 1, verse 1, your faith must be where? Right here. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's it. So who is God? He's the Word. So my faith is in the Word. The Word. So it's in God. Now we know. Somebody said, put your faith in God. Tell me that so I can put my faith. Because my faith has to be in something that is tangible, that is real. Something tangible, something real. So have faith in God, simple, have faith in the word. That the word works. Take me a long time to understand what the preacher teaches. Take me a very long time. You know, and I grew up in church because my father was a pastor. So I grew up in there. I always says, from the day I come into this world, I come into church. Because my father was a pastor. So my mom has to take me to pregnancy at church. And when I was born, she still take me to church. So I was all around it, but didn't understand it. I always searching to find God. And you know why? Because I'm looking for God like you, like things tangible. But God doesn't work that way. Until I realize, ooh, God is the word. Ooh, Jesus. Romans chapter 10. What shall we say? The word is near you. God is near you. Where is he? In your mouth. You can speak God. Oh, hallelujah. It's in your heart. It's in my heart, living word. Nobody can fool you now. You know who is God. You're not searching. Where is he? Right there. It's in your heart. Bow your heads with me for prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your word this morning. We thank you, God, for living word. We thank you, God, that you have spoken to us. We know you have spoken to us because we get your word. You are the living word. You are the living word. You are the word of life. We heard you this morning, God. Father, help us now to activate your word for our lives. May we go out this week and speak word of faith. May we do this, Lord. Our challenge is to leave this house going to speak word of faith. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
I just want to say, with that saying, sticks and stones could break my bones, but words can never harm me. In my opinion, words are more hurtful. You know why? Because if a stone hits you and you break your bones, it'll heal. But you never heal from words. Little kids that are ridiculed all their life, they bring it into adulthood. But they don't bring into adulthood if they broke a bone. They forget about it. So just be mindful of that, how we speak and what we say to other people. And also, we have to show love all the time. And it's hard, you know, it is very, very hard. You got an excellent teaching this morning, as you do every week. It's great, the way he touches the truth. I've been in church all my life, and I can tell you, you are getting good preaching here.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.